InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Sarah Connor reaches out her hand and she says, come with me if you want to live. There's another line in Birdcage where the mother reaches out her hand and she says, do exactly what I say if you want to live. I am not saying that to you. I am saying that if the political class and the CIA and the MI6 and the Mossad and the European Union intelligence operations and the general public and the academics and all of you do not listen to me, because no one else gets all the pieces. And I've been completely focused on the Epstein situation in the last 12 days or so, because it's everything we knew was going on and worse. And they're holding back half of it. And I know why, in the final equation, Trump has been involved in limited hangout. It's not to keep himself safe. He believes, and I believe he's wrong, I know he's wrong, that this information is so damning, it will destroy the faith and credit of the United States. And that's why the globalist British intelligence and others since the 50s instituted their pedophile program. That's how they've controlled Europe for hundreds of years, how they control the UK for hundreds of years. The U.S. is just a satellite of this cult. And that's in the emails where he says Europe is the wife of what we love, our beef jerky and our children. He's got his emails. It's the wife. America is the mistress. You need to come home to Europe. And that's what all the experts always told me. It's come out so many times about the horrible satanic stuff. And women and children have escaped from Rothschild castles. It'll be in like the... used to be the British news. Woman escaped. She weighed 80 pounds. The state police went into the castle, Rothschild Castle, found all these dead bodies and living women. Story dies. That's just one story from Burgundy, France, in 2001. You can look, you can go find it if you want. Yeah. Dead bodies in crates, starving women in cages. Hanging, and they had ballrooms where the rich elite would eat while people begged for their lives and starve. That's really the real Satanism. That's the just the ambiance of starving, crying, begging children and women. That's see the thing about evil. Once you really get into it, there's no bottom. It just gets worse and worse and worse. I once asked Gavin McGinnis like 10 years ago, I said, what's the bottom of wokeness? He said, there is no bottom. And boy, was he right. So I'm sorry this is all true, but here's the deal. If this is not all brought out now, and if everyone involved isn't fried, the West as you know it will collapse. I'm going to explain how that's going to happen. And this was designed to happen. The globalists have just activated their detonator switch. There's a way to get the bad guys and survive. See, I'm talking... million foot view now, okay? Because I can give you all the sensational stuff, and I will. I mean, it's just by the minute, I'm just, billionaires, royalty, Middle Eastern royalty. You know, here, have my daughter, have my 13-year-old daughter, please. It's all there. Murdering, cannibalism, all that, but yeah, but see, we need to talk about what this is going to do, how this is going to unfold. Like the Democrats think they're going to control it. The Republicans think they're going to control it. You're not going to control anything. What you're going to do is get us all killed. And I'm going to just, let me tell you.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Congresswoman, are you among the members who got to see the unredacted files today?
Yes, I saw some of them, not all of them, obviously. I'll be going back tomorrow to see more.
Any reaction on what you've seen so far?
I think that there's folks who are definitely implicated and co-conspirators. And, I don't think everyone there that was talking about underage girls being trafficked are victims.
Got it. And do you support any clemency for Ghislaine Maxwell? She was saying that she
I do not. Okay. I think Ghislaine Maxwell should get more time, and she should definitely be in a harsher prison than what she's in. It's absolutely disgusting.
Got it. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Okay, so if you're a longtime listener or seen my films, you know that I laid out everything that you see in these files, okay? I mean, all of it. Other than some of the stuff Ted Gunderson told me that was just so horrible, I wouldn't say it on air. Now that's in these things, I have to read it. Okay? So, this is how the world really works. And I want to explain something to you. In communist China, they do even worse stuff. In Japan, they do even worse stuff. In Africa, they do even worse stuff. I'm not trying to be mean. In Latin America, it's just as bad. But it's a smaller percentage doing it up at the top. You see, evil likes to test people, and that's how it creates its club. It wants to make you do bad things, so it's got you by the spiritual balls. So why don't I open up with that? I'm not defending what our evil Western elites did. Oh, the contrary. I've been exposing it. But just within the West, we have the UK, France, the Netherlands, Sweden, Denmark, Holland, oh my God, Germany, where the CIA, just one case, from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, gave over 30,000 children taken from Christian families. That was the program. Social services have been targeting forever. This is West Germany, the CIA basically running it. And would give them to convicted child rapists to create the new love and the new culture to destroy the nuclear family. And then you see the drag queen story time and all of that, the transgenderism, that all comes out of that. And that's been in Der Spiegel, and that's been in Bild, and that's been in whitewashes of it, the New Yorker. Okay. So my point is, we're focusing on Epstein because it's a political blackmail operation, but as a satanic culture of control, learn about, and I would list hundreds of different known operations. Yeah, and it's a British royalty thing to eat flesh, but it's not. William the Conqueror was a Viking, and he did not consume any of that. He was very stoic. No, it wasn't till the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas under George I took over 320 years ago or so, when the old British line died out, that the practice of drinking blood and eating babies came back in, because it came from Vlad the Impaler and then his children and grandchildren, the direct line of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. They chose the name House of Windsor right before World War I because it was embarrassing that they were German, but they really weren't even German. They were Transylvanian. Hence, Bram Stoker is a documentary book put into fiction so they could publish it. You know, that happens a lot. The people don't live forever, but the spirits in them live and are ancient. They're fully turned over to interdimensional aliens. We call them demons. And this is their drug. They come into the zone to do this. This is what they like. God tells us how to stop them. And now you're really getting, oh, this is really real. Yeah, this isn't like the movie Avatar, where nice scientists jack into a body and come down to try to help the natives or steal their resources. This is to kill you. This is to hurt you. This is to attack you. And even the Hollywood movies try to make you love Dracula. And, you know, well, his wife died. He became a vampire to revenge and protect his people and all this stuff. It's all there, folks. Okay? The Count comes out at night and kidnaps babies and gives them to his wives. So you need to go to the core of this. But you need to understand that Lenin was a devil worshiper and would write dispatches back where they'd say, sir, everyone's submitted. We've already killed 10% of the town. He'd say, I don't care. Kill half of the people. And he'd say, sir, they're all submitting. They're all doing what we say. I want more blood. And he came out and wrote it. He was a Satanist. Kind of looks like the devil when you look at him. So when I say that, you need to understand this is universal. This is the same program everywhere. And notice that it's only hitting the West because China and the globalists have set up and funded and supported this network. And then within that, it's only targeting Trump, who's on the periphery, but was told this will bring down America, sir. You've got to cover it up. People can't handle eating children. And all these politicians and world leaders, almost all Democrats, still it'll kill the faith and credit of the U.S. Plus, it's all old news. Plus, they've spiked up stuff about you. I told you this years ago. I have this from people that got it from Trump, okay? Let's just stop there. I'm just going to stop there, okay? And I said back then, and I said now, I said, they are going to double cross. You think you're covering up to protect the country because it'll bring everything down. Covering it up will bring it down. Now, what's got to be done now is admit all this. It is the Clinton Foundation run by the Epsteins. That's in all the documents. It's 99%. I can't really find Republicans other than Lednick. It's who I said, I bet it's going to be Lednick just because of the pieces that were there. And I'm not saying he actually did anything, but he'd be the main target. Now he's the first main target. Lives next door. Said he only just met him once, but now we learn went to the island. Yeah, Lednick's done. And boy, when I said that, you know, 6 months ago, the White House was ring, ring, ring. Lednick's really great. Lednick, blah, blah, blah. Hey, would you like to come to the White House? Would you? Hey, yeah, I'll keep you at arm's length. There you go. So that's why I don't get in any of these meetings around any of them. That's why I'm off here in, you know, my little lily pad. Yeah, we said back at the time, looks like Lednick, doesn't it? So, yeah, those are trophies that Epstein bagged that he got. So, listen to me. Because this isn't a reality TV show. This isn't entertainment. If this is handled wrong, we will have the Great Reset, and you'll be lucky if you're eating bugs. You'll probably be dead. I'm not being dramatic. Okay? Everyone's felt the weight and the internal, you know, concern and feeling of doom. Michael Savage talked about it last week. I've talked about it. We all feel it. And I said, it's Epstein. Because the general public thinks we're winning. We're getting it out. It's coming out. No, it's all been designed, prepared, and managed to set up Trump and set up the West and bring us down. It needs to come out. It must fully come out. But they can't help it, the FBI, the NSA, all these groups. Even though there's some good people there, the bureaucracy is just designed to cover up. And so it incrementally accelerates now to light speed, worse and worse and worse and worse. So what has to happen is Trump has to come out and say the pedophiles, the Democrats, it's all them. He has to say, you know, fine, unredacted all. They'll say, well, you can't because of the law. He can sign executive order overriding that. He could point out the confirmed operations in the UK, in France. We'll go over some of those that aren't satellites of Epstein, that are bigger than Epstein and directly tied to Epstein and all confirmed. And then he's got to go ahead and bring up the Clintons and all of them and the CIA with DynCorp kidnapping upwards of 1 million women and children under the Clintons out of Eastern Europe and shipping them all over the world for eating them, raping them, harvesting their organs. I mean, that was back then. The news was still somewhat independent. You know, you got London Guardian and Der Spiegel articles about, you know, and PBS documentaries about, you know, 1 million women, you know, in a you know, 8 year period, just happened to be the Clintons grabbed and kidnapped out of Eastern Europe. And then the Russians are like, we're not shipping orphans to you anymore. You're raping them and killing them. People are like, Putin's crazy. And Putin was like, was already a Christian. His family were closeted Christians under this, you know, system, but he played along with it. But he came out and was like, you know, we're fighting Satanists and all this. And they're all in there. We got to get Putin. So the Russians, they got our stuff all over the news. And it's not just to undermine America. That's where it goes in the end. But it's because they understand what we're dealing with. And the Russians are like, we hope you reform it. The Chinese think it's great. They're like, we can see if the U.S. collapses, Europe collapses, the world collapses. We want stability. We want a deal. We want a $12 trillion deal. You can have all our earth minerals, but just we need to stop this transgender Satanism thing. Because the Russians are smart enough to play the best chess players, you know, on average. They're like, ooh, yeah, this gets real bad. Stop. See, this is what I'm saying right now. The Democrats think they're going to score their points. They think they're going to compartmentalize it to just nitpicking stuff on Trump and then only covering that. Yeah, you got boomers and 75, 80-year-olds believing you. But the majority of people are actually seeing it's you. And then they're like, well, why is Trump involved in a cover-up? And we get pissed at Trump. But don't take the fact we're pissed at Trump to mean you're not going to get it 10 times worse because you're the ones doing it. So, you know, Jamie Raskin, the guy that's trying to put me in prison and done all his famous garbage, is up there just celebrating and, you know, went in to look at the redacted documents and is doing all this. And these people think one-dimensionally, oh, we can get Trump with this. And so as they drag all this out and only spotlight little pieces they want, you know, the best they got is Letnik said he only saw Epstein once. They had coffee and he was a creep, so he ran away because he lived next door. And it's confirmed now you were at the island. Okay, your wife and kids were there, and you took a boat over from the other big island. But the point is, Letnik, you're not going to survive that. And there's a bunch of famous guys' faces in one of his laboratories. You know, they're mounts of, you know, the guys he's bagged. That's what it looks like. So Elon Musk offers to cover legal bills of Epstein survivors who identify new names. That's what we need to see. And you know the new names are all going to be Democrats. They always are. And that's what all the victims have said. And they all thought Trump was going to come save everybody because it came out that Michael Wolff 10 years ago was already talking to Epstein because he's written a bunch of attack books on Trump. And there's hundreds of emails. We've already shown them. You can pull them up. Michael Wolff tries to frame Trump. It'll come up with Epstein. And he's like, no, he never took massages. No, he never did anything. No, he never, you know, engaged anything. No. And he's the guy that dropped the dime on me. Well, I don't need to believe Epstein in these recordings that have been released and emails. We knew back at the time that he called the Palm Beach police and Sheriff's Department and the FBI. 18 years ago, because he was pissed that he was scooping girls out of his club, out of his golf course. So we already knew all this, but that isn't about defending Trump. It's about reporting the reality. But see, we can't even focus on that because it doesn't matter now. Because for whatever reason, and we know why, they said, sir, it'll collapse the economy, it'll destroy the faith and credit of the U.S. Trump's like, okay. They're like, sir, eating children, these bankers, these billionaires, all these people, some of them are Republicans, the minority, but sir, it's the trail's cold and you won't be able to prove it in court and you see the Democrats starting to control the courts. You just need to say it's a hoax to blame you and move on. That was a total setup. Trump bit it. I was totally horrified. And now I can sit here and look at this. It's all the Rothschild, Democrat, Ehud Barak, the leftist arm of the groups fighting against Trump. It is the anti-Netanyahu Israeli wing. That's who they are. I'm not defending Netanyahu. It's just a fact. It's the UAE that acts all liberal and loving, but it's actually funding the Muslim Brotherhood and the invasions in Sudan and everywhere else. Very sophisticated. Oh, we're liberal. We're loving. And, you know, there and there, we love the torture video. Here, have our daughters. I mean, I've got stacks of them. And it's like, whoa. They're like, yeah, they're in the club, baby. And they're the liberal, good, reformed UAE, you see. Muslim Brotherhood. Which is Obama, which again, it's all well known who funded the Arab Spring. Obama, Al Gore pushing it. Say, soon we'll have our own Arab Spring here. You can pull it up. We need our own Arab Spring. So you have to know the players. So literally hundreds of emails, it's on record that she was headed up a UN agency over the ocean. In the emails, founding the Clinton Foundation, when they were in office with Ghislaine Maxwell running it. That's Mossad, MI6, CIA. And, of course, now it's come out. Lex Wexner, as I told you 15 years ago, was the CIA, Mossad, MI6, mega spy chief running Epstein for George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Barr, putting him on the Trilateral Commission when he's 30 years old, on the commission, not just a subcommission, as the direct liaison to serve as the factotum, or the legate, to use the French or the Roman before that. And that's because they have to have a guy trained and ready that's doing the job who will do exactly as they say. So we can bring down the entire globalist infrastructure with this. But remember, it's allied with Communist China, a big part of it. Bill Gates and others. Larry Fink has said, we're betting on China, trouble be defeated. He said that publicly 9 years ago, again 5 years ago. Now he acts like he's a friend. He's not. And so this will destroy the faith and credit of the United States if we don't actually go after it and admit it and just have a, to use a communist term, but in a real way, a truth and reconciliation commission, and then just have public executions and just bring it all out. And then go, and now we're going to expose the European arms and the Chinese arms, and the Latin American arms, and all the arms. And just, because this is a world, Satan's worldwide. Pull up the Bible verse about, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers of the air. That's real, okay? And they need you to hurt children. They need you to hurt, and it's just, they need you to steal pension funds. Like, why would Soros always go steal pension funds of old people and just hurt the most innocent people? And as a young man that said the best time of his life, because he was Jewish, fighting the hidden Jews and robbing them was exhilarating. It was happy-making. It was the best time of his life. He'd do it again. Those are all quotes. Because it's betraying his own people. It's betraying your own children. It's all about betrayal. It's all about doing the most horrible thing you can do. Because these entities want you to turn against your own species. Because God will then remove himself and his spectrum from you. And now they can fully take you over and possess you once God says you've committed the ultimate sin and turns off the lights, because God goes, the energy field, the force, and I don't mean in Star Wars way, I mean literally the force of the Holy Spirit, God that created everything, it leaves you. And now you are encapsulated in a little satanic black hole pocket where you can now be fully puppeteered. And so this is all going down. And at the center of it is the Chi-Coms and the Islamicists run by King Charles, who acts like an idiot, but he's not. And notice he's like, yes, I'm very worried about Epstein. I'm very worried about my brother. I want it all investigated. We have to make everyone resign. And, of course, it's pointed right at Trump and the giant setup. Trump not guilty in any of the sex or any of the blood drinking or any of it. Trump is an absolute clean freak, totally obsessed with cleanliness and all that. And you got the King of England ready to support police as they assess Andrew's claims of Epstein. And they've raided Lord Mendelssohn's facilities owned by the Rothschilds. And it's all just this boiling cauldron that is then designed to hold the West hostage, the elites hostage, to make them do exactly what the key core group, allied with the Chi-Com, says. And they believe they could navigate through this, then discredit the West, collapse us, and then set up their new corporate New World Order that they claimed was dead while they play possum and bring it in. So, just as I have told you many, many times, and it's come true, just as I have revealed to you or revelated to you, or you could say it, prophesied, and I'm not saying I'm a prophet, though obviously we're all prophets in our own time, or a prophet's not known in his own time, or not known in his own kingdom, or not known in his own country. I'm telling you what's going down, and that's why you feel the doom, not because the bad guys are going to get fried. They're already fried. They're already Satan's minions. But because I could spend 5 hours just describing to you from bad to worse what the collapse of the West looks like. And I would tell the Chi-Coms and the larger satanic networks above that and the the rabbinical groups that, they're bragging about this, that they're helping bring this in to finally destroy their enemy, the West, because Titus sacked you in 70 AD and we deserve it. And the thousands of rabbis celebrating how they created Islam to help destroy, whether you did or not, that's not all the rabbis, but it's a big sect of them. These people are crazy. You will be absolutely engulfed by the fire you sit. And whether you look at these Islamic clerics or these crazy rabbis, they're all demon-possessed. And there'll be a great war, and Edom will die, and the old Rome and the white Christians will pay, and they'll soon all be dead. Islam is our weapon. I can play 1,000 clips of it, and you're just like, what the hell, man? I'm not going to give you the hate you want from me because you don't represent, all the people you say represent. You're a mass manipulator. I'm just going to oppose your operations and expose it. And whether it's Chi-Coms or whether it's the British royalty or whether it's the satanic Jewish mafia or whether it's any of these groups, it's all run by the same psychic manipulation, the same interdimensional attack. And by the way, they all go do these horrible crimes to get in touch with the demons, with the angels, with the creatures, with the jinn. And that's in all the real black magic books, not the stuff at the store, the real ones that go back to Solomon, Egypt, and all of it. The demon's like, well, you can give me 50 tons, a ton of gold, and I'll give you the secret to this alchemy, or you can bring me 3 kids and slit their throats. Well, fine, you don't get the information. I mean, that's what this is. This is what this is all about. In the pop culture, you find the lamp, and there's an imprisoned genie, and you rub it, and it tries to trick you. You better ask the stuff right. You ask for a ton of gold, it'll drop it on your head. You first got to ask for it. Over there, 50 feet away, in 5 minutes, put a ton of gold down. That's 2 of your wishes. And the last wish is, now you're imprisoned again, go back in your bottle. And you can bring it out over and over again and do that. See, that's a little trick. Nobody knows that. I just gave you, got to read an ancient King Solomon transcribed black magic book to know that. That's King Solomon, what I just told you. So, see, I've been reading all the rabbinic books. I've read like 30, 40 of them. I mean, the actual big, big ones. So I kind of know about it. And then I can go read other black magic from other cultures. It's all the same stuff. The Aztecs, I got their number, folks. Oh, it's Satan. All right. We'll be right back. All right. I'm going to be very clear about this. I've done an hour and a half of live broadcasts and have not plugged one time. You're not going to get economic, cultural, military, spiritual analysis like this anywhere else. That's not a power trip. I've been blessed by God with the best crew, the best guests, the best intel. But it's up to you to boost this information. All I ask is that you share the live feeds, you share the articles. We get shut down early next month, which is, I haven't made the announcement yet, but this is it. God keeps coming through with miracles, but it just looks like it. You'll see major movement soon. I'll just stop there. It's okay. But I'm asking all of you that have been on the fence, you share articles, videos, wonderful, keep doing it. I thank you, humbly. I'm not mad you never supported us financially, but the products are great. I'm asking everyone to do one thing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and one click, become a VIP for $30 a month. Now, you instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, everything gets a discount when you do that. It's just like Amazon Prime. But let's just say you don't want ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or bovine colostrum that's so incredible. Not a sexy name, but sexy results. Maybe you don't want to get any of the great Patriot t-shirts. Just be a VIP every month. A donation of $30 to our sponsor, Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Backup Network and the site. There's all sorts of behind-the-scenes attacking them. They're big boys, too. You know, Nate was pardoned by the president for trying to save a woman on J6. He did save her. But, I mean, these are patriots. Just go to the site, upper right-hand corner, VIP Club. Just commit. You can cancel any time, so it's not much of a commitment. But each month you charge $30 on the first day of the month. Just be a VIP. Pledge to us $30 a month. You've got NPR and PBS getting billions of dollars a year from the feds and then begging constantly for your money to shovel communism and pedophilic garbage on you. We just sell you the very best supplements you've ever seen, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, badass knives, and we're swinging for the fences. I'm totally committed. I've given up 95% of my assets, which weren't ever that big. I could care less. Actually, I'm actually happier not having a few things to deal with. But the point is that we're now up against the wall. So I need you to simply become a VIP. And then you got a bad month, whatever the issue is, cancel. And then you get more money in a few months. You know, say you're like blue collar, whatever, hardworking person, totally respectable, the bedrock of this country, $30 a month, you get a little bit of problem, cancel. It's free. And then a few months later, things are going well again, become a VIP again. But for all you middle class people and all you wealthy people that aren't investing in the fight against the tyrants, you are crazy. All of you that have means should be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. It's just a $30 donation. If you don't want to spend the $40 you get to buy great products and just want to let it, you can be a member and just pile up $40 each month. And at the end of the year, what's 12 months? You know, you've spent X and then gotten way more in and then, you know, do all your Christmas shopping. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying, become a VIP. One click. Hit one button. I'm an attack dog, folks. I'm born for this. I'm bred for this. I love this. I'm fearless, other than failure. I have no fear. All I'm saying is please become a VIP right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That's the simple commitment. VIP, VIP, VIP. And that's the term they use for it. I would call it Paul Revere Fund. I would call it tip of the spear. There's nowhere you can support where you're getting bigger results against the enemy. Bang for the buck. And it's just true. I'm not bragging. I'm very humble. I am your weapon. I am committed to you like a dog is to its owner. I mean, it's true. I am your servant. I am here to defend you and defend your family and defend your freedom because I'm defending mine as well, and we're all in this together. You understand? I am so committed to you at the very base of my soul. And I just simply want to see you awaken in the InfoWar. And there's nowhere better with one simple move than being a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now remember, all the legends, you're getting stuff that nobody else has revealed to a mass audience ever, just so you know. That's why the bad guys really don't like me. I'm not just blowing smoke at you here. Before I move on to the other big issues and the actual documents here, the latest nightmares. When you study ancient Babylonian, Egyptian, black magic that then got consolidated by Judea and by King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, they say, the son of King David. What was the seal of Solomon to control the demons? The idea that they're in a lamp is the archetype of his will, but using the commands of God over the devil and the demons. It's the Star of David, which is not the Star of David. It is the seal of Solomon. And I would explain that to the white supremacists that go, it's the Renfam star. That's another star, another thing. It doesn't matter. It's the same devil it goes back to. But the seal of Solomon was the seal he said God gave him to control evil, whether you believe that or not. And that's in mainline from the time Judaic books written by King Solomon and others after him. So if you want to know all that stuff, you can go read it. I'm like 10 years old into history, and everything my dad goes, you want to know what's really going on? Read this. So I had all that data bank already. And I'm just telling you, you can go look all this up for yourself. But no one navigating any, I mean, I see no one talking about this. That's what this is, okay? This is black magic, folks. And the Aztecs, the Mayans before them, the Druids, China had its black magic. It's all different flavors, dressed up different, but it's all exactly the same at the bottom line. All right? This is how the world really works. The devil's real. His legions are real. Pull up the Bible quote about we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evil in high places, power of the air. This is what's going on. The air, the transmission, the dimension, the dark matter. It's five times more resonant in the scans than what we think of the third dimension. It's the real dimension. We're real, but it's the controlling dimension. And the devil doesn't control it, but he operates in it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And darkness doesn't mean black skin. It means occult. And what does occult mean? Occult means hidden. And Lucifer was the morning star, the light bearer, because mortals could not look at God and survive. Because if the look means dial in completely to that, or it would kill you. But you could look at a reflection. What do vampires not have? They don't have a reflection. See, they're all telling you here. Because Lucifer had the light, had the knowledge, didn't fully understand it wasn't God, but had seen the mind of God. Lucifer was there looking at God and then being the light bearer through that lens, that protective lens, the angels could then communicate with God. Because not even the angels could interface with God, lest they be fried. God created a creature to contain the information, to be a switch. And the switch turned against God. And God knew the switch would do that. And that's the free will test. And you can say God's a sadist. No, I have children. They could end up being bank robbers, or they could end up being wonderful people. They've turned wonderful people. I still had them. Thank you, God, for creating me. I understand the plan. I don't have your total, complete perfection and wisdom, but I can certainly see your handiwork, and I am your servant. Now, I'm preaching here because we could talk all day about this piece or that piece, and we will. But this is where it all comes out. And do we navigate it? Do we understand it? Here's an example. I could show you hours of obsessions in thousands of publications and every TV program about did Trump cover it up? When did he know Epstein did it? Did Lutnick lie about this? But there's no, hey, we're delivering the kids to eat them tonight. And those redacted names. And now Republicans have smartly gone in, the good ones, and known what to search and come out and gone, oh, Lex Wexner ran the whole thing. Gee, I told you that at least 15 years ago. Oh, this guy saying, I love the torture video is a top Saudi government official, royalty. Oh, here's a Saudi official offering their 13-year-old daughter to him. There's hundreds of these that I just saw today. And more, we're delivering the beef jerky. He's got to have it. Everyone's so hungry for it. Give us the beef jerky. That's bags of blood of tortured children. It's not just adrenal they want. Hunter S. Thompson was told it was adrenochrome by the head Satanist in L.A. He said it got him really high. It's not adrenaline. That's part of it. It's the endorphins of a tortured child. It's all of it. But it's metaphysical. It's their sacrament. We have a little bit of wine and a piece of wafer and commune with Christ who said, no more human sacrifice. I'm the last sacrifice. to end this Moloch crap, to end this Baal stuff. Because that was the main religion, baby. You went to a town or a city, that was the temples. That was the normal thing. Human sacrifice, the priest class raping the virgins. That's the children. What does Islam promise? All these virgins. Yeah, in Africa, mass cannibalism, mass devil worship. Before whites ever got there, the archaeologists have gotten there. They've deciphered the cave drawings, the writings of the tribes that did write, and it's all the same thing. We worship a horned god. It gives us knowledge. It wants our babies. It wants us to torture children. It's the same with the Druids and the Aztecs and the African tribes and the Asian tribes and the Middle Eastern groups. This is the old-time religion. You always hear, I love my old-time religion of Jesus. That's the deliverer to get us out of this. Sacrifice yourself instead of sacrificing others and being a selfish Satanist. Lay down your life for others. Because the first Jewish holy book, written over 3,000 years, the Old Testament, was a group that, the one group that pulled out. They were all eating their kids. They were all sacrificing. The Jews admit that. They were all doing, everybody was doing it. They were the one group that pulled out and stopped for a little while. But just like a drunk that quits drinking for 10 years, they go back, it's 10 times worse. And when the Jews went back to it, boy, did they go back to it. Isn't that the paradox? It was the Jews first wrote in a language and exposed it all and said, quit doing it. And then you turn around today, and at the heart of it is Jewish satanic cults, but there's every group doing it too. I'm not attacking the Jews. I'm actually reporting the facts and the way out of this. But you've got to be a historical scholar to know this. Why forced cannibalism in Israel, murder case? It's unbelievable. This is Moloch. What did he name his bank accounts? Baal, Moloch. Who do they worship at Bohemian Grove? Same story. That's a bunch of Republicans, mainly Protestants. It's everywhere. It's the devil's cult. And as the paradox works in the universe, the Jews are the first to expose it. And then when that some of them backslide, the worst at bringing it back. That's the real paradigm. It absolves no one. It is the truth. So cultures that never met each other, never knew each other, do the same rituals, the same rape, the same blood drinking, the same torture of children. And every high priest and every group says, entities who've come here from the stars demand we be given this blood to show our fealty and as an offering to them to give us advanced knowledge. The Aztecs, the Mayan, the Olmecs, the Toltecs, all the Druids of Europe, all the Druids of the UK, the Scottish, the Irish, the Britons, all sacrificed men, women, and children to appease the gods. There's dozens of African tribes with telescopes that couldn't see it till the 50s that said there's a star system up there where they come from. And they come here and they demand we kill our children. And they draw cave drawings of the gray aliens that are thousands of years old. You see a spaceship land. They always come. It's in the Bible hundreds of times. They say, take this. And you take it and you start hallucinating and then they program you. So we are all guilty. In every culture, in every society, this is the devil doesn't exist. Yes, he does. And then Trump, who they've now in the files, as I told you 18 years ago, got pissed at Epstein, scooping young women out of his club that worked there, called the FBI, the police, all of it. And Epstein's in recordings. Interviews saying that son of a bitch set me up. I want to get him. And Michael Wolff's like, well, let's say he did kids. He never did, though. But they don't care. See, but now Trump, though, because it's so horrible, he's like, yeah, that'll kill the economy if we say America's run by Satan worshiping blood drinkers. And he cut off the kids being smuggled in and he's dismantling them. But it's not enough, Trump. because you thought you could, like the Catholic Church in the last 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation, the ecumenical groups, the ecclesiastical groups, you know, they came in and they cut up the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, and they put their liberal seminaries in. And first it was gays, and then it was pedophiles. And the church got caught and said, well, we better cover this up because it'll bring down the whole church. And then once you did that, they had blackmail on you, and now the Catholic Church at the top is run by these people. But remember, the left used all that in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, and it was the Catholics. They're all the pedophiles. The Catholics, they're the ones all doing it. Catholicism is synonymous with pedophilia. I'm not Catholic. I studied it. The average Catholic, I know some of the best people ever, fighting tyranny, standing up. But see, that was the control. And we know that the last pope that died blackmailed his way in with the Jesuits, who were running all this, with other intelligence agencies. That's what the Jesuits are. The Society of Jesus, to control the Catholic Church. And then now it's totally globalist. Doesn't mean every member is, or every person, or every cardinal, or every bishop, but that's it, see? And the model you saw with the Catholics is the same model everywhere. I remember like 20 years ago, they go, we're handing out thousands of condoms, even to 7-year-olds at the Boy Scouts Jubilee. And it's all a bunch of boys. And then it came out, oh, my God, they had mass orgies. They raped all these kids. And now the left came in with lawyers and we'll fix it. We'll hide it. We'll cover it up. Just let us come in. And then turn it purely into a pedophilic organization. No one was prosecuted because they control the courts. But now Boy Scouts of America is gone. The Catholics, the Boy Scouts, now the public schools, the private schools, the transgender, the drag queen story time. They've done this to everybody. They know what they're doing. So you have to know it's a cancer. We are stage 4. Can you get out of stage 4 every once in a while? But they want to take down only America and then the West because it was so free and Christian before it could come back like a tree you've cut down, but it can still sprout back sometimes. They want to pull it up by its roots and make sure it never comes back. So we have to expose what happened to the West, prosecute and bring to justice those who did it, but flamethrow all the other satanic cults in the world and say, you're looking at us, we're looking at you. But we start with, oh, Europe is running the attack on Trump and all this, when they are the mothership controlling the pedophile rings, as Epstein says in the new emails. We, like I said, when I confronted Bush, I said, we're being taken over by Europe, by the cult in Europe. Who's censoring us? Who's running the attacks? The unelected EU. Who's allied with China? The EU. I said that before Bush even became president. Right when he announced president, his second press conference, I was there saying, you're a globalist agent of the New World Order to take down the United States. You work for European interest in China through the CFR and Trilateral Commission. Arrested. That's stronger today, what I said, than when I said it then, because it's matured. It's even more real. It was right when I said it, but it was adolescent. Now it's old. It's ripe. Jean-Luc Brunel ran an operation in Europe bigger than Epstein's. Confirmed in every major city, supplying children as young as 3. And of course, he suicided himself in 2022. So see, oh, the EU's attacking. Oh, the Democrats are attacking. It's the Democrats. They're all over it. Not just the Clintons. They're everywhere. They're the names being redacted by Todd Blanche, the Democrat lawyer that Trump thinks he can trust. Now, did Todd Blanche say we can blackmail the left with this? As I said a year ago, Trump can either blackmail him with it, they'll stab him in the back, or he'll think he's just supporting everybody because it's too dangerous to bring out, it'll crash things, or he can bring it all out and win. And Trump, for whatever reason, for whatever thing, took the wrong road. And so, hear this. The Democrats will sweep the midterms on the current path trajectory. They will impeach Trump. It will have a trial in the Senate with all the pedophilia and the cover-up. They will limit it only to the cover-up. None of the spirit cooking, none of the eating babies, none of the buying babies, none of the thousands of Democrats involved will matter because the Democrats will control Congress. And President Trump will be impeached. But probably before that, he'll have a stroke and die. They're going to kill him with poison. And they're ready, loaded, to put it in his Diet Coke right now. You see, the Satanists have their intel. I got mine. And I've been on my knees. I slept like 2 hours last night. I spent 4 hours on my knees saying, give me the intel, God. Give it. I have all the pieces and I'm trying to calculate it. What do I do? And I'm just like 4 hours on my face, straight, never sleeping, never stopping, never getting a drink of water. When I got off the carpet, there was snot and spit on the ground. When I was just like, please, give it to me. And you just got it. I got it. You just got it. And so it's been said, it's been released, the end of America, the end of the West, and that leads to a giant nuclear war and the end of life on the surface of the planet. We're all dead. And God's going to judge us. If we don't navigate this, if the Christian West doesn't come back, doesn't expose the devil worshipers, doesn't bring them down, doesn't take action now, it's over. And I just want all the Todd Blanches and all the rest of the king's men, they don't serve Trump, they serve King Charles. I want you to know that you are going to face justice. Not at my hands. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I would suggest you all either repent, if you have any goodness left in you, and say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me, fill me, tell me what to do. Some of you are just minions or unconscious. You'll be doing that. That's good. This is a real decision time. But for those of you that have committed the ultimate sin and crossed over the line, just know your punishment will be eternity with your energy and people that and conscious beings that resonate with your energy force. And I've been shown it repeatedly. Let me tell you, the descriptions of hell are tame compared to what you're going to be enjoying. I mean, it is unspeakable. Bathing in all these different entities, psychic garbage forever. I'm just being cut off from God. I mean, I just, even thinking about it, I'm about to vomit. So just, whoa. Okay. So they laugh. They think it's funny. They go, just keep laughing because the jaws of hell are open for your ass. I got something really important I want to say. We got all these big guests coming up, and I haven't even gotten into the stuff yet. God, I've spent just last night 5 hours and 3 or 4 hours this morning on it. It's everything we already know, but it's just holy Toledo. I mean, the guys in The Exorcist, which is a true story, they had an easy job. They just had to go deal with a demon vomiting on them. I mean, I have to like constantly look at all this. I just like, it's like, this is a mass exorcism that we got to have right now. I mean, that's what we need. We need God right now. You know what? I don't blame God, and I'm not a fatalist, but if God just blew it all up right now, that would protect somebody. But I know God wants us to go through this. I just... Air Congressman Massey, there's a couple clips of him. Yeah, just play 15 and 16. I need to take a break right now. I'm about to pass out.
But what I saw that bothered me were the names of at least six men that have been redacted that are likely incriminated by their inclusion in these files. So that's the first thing that I saw. It took some digging to find them. Then I'll let you talk about what you saw.
Well, and we discussed that. I mean, there are six men, some of them with their photographs that have been redacted, and there's no explanation why those people were redacted. And Thomas discovered it through his MIT logic with some of the searches. But, you know, that's really concerning.
There are six men. We went in there for 2 hours. There's millions of files, right? And in a couple of hours, we found six men whose names have been redacted who are implicated in the way that the files are presented.
What's your message to Pam Bondi after what you saw today?
Need to do a little more work. And I would like, I mean, we'll see her at the Judiciary Committee here in a couple days.
At the very least, these six men, maybe she can make public. I mean, we're happy to provide the information.
I'm going to come back with the rest of this. And you know, when I said I haven't gotten to the files yet, Bohemian Grove, I've got hundreds of bombshells here. But it's pointless just to hit the bombshells if you don't explain how it's running and why it operates. And then we've got Roger Stone coming up, Robert Barnes, you name it. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen, here today. But let me just do this right now, okay? I have been so freaked out in the last 11, 12 days, as you know, the normal Alex Jones up here plugging. You've not been hearing it. I didn't plug once yesterday other than pointing out I did plug. And we already just bring in enough revenue to operate. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. So if the bad guys are able to shut us down, which they're very close to doing, we have the backup Alex Jones Network, that funds that. And it is so important to go there and to support the site. And the accountant called this morning. He said, we won't make payroll in 2 weeks if you don't start plugging. So, plus the products are great. And I get it, but I've just been so focused on this. It's hard when you've got stacks of all this to even focus on great products and things. But that's the jet fuel, or that's the energy that turns on the light bulb that exposes the cockroaches. So think of your funding this operation as like funding a, you know, 5 million, 20 million, whatever, candle spotlight. And that's what you're doing, plus you get great products at the same time. So we have a massive sale going until next Monday at midnight. This is the biggest sale we've done in a month. It's a huge sale. It's as big as they get. 50% off on all of the best sellers that we finally all got back in stock. We have the Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle, 50% off. Repair the gut, power the brain and the heart and everything else. The bundle price is $99. Volume price, $209. Savings, over 50%. Bovine colostrum, highest rated, very best, incredible. Methylene blue tincture, the very best. Methylene red tincture, absolutely incredible, finally back in stock. Again, that is a huge deal, over 50% off. Here's the other bundle. Modern World Survival Stack. Bundle price, $89. Normal value, $184. Over 50% off. Over 50% off. Built to support the body in a toxic, nutrient-depleted modern world. The Shilajit Complex, gummies and capsules. The CMOS gummies and capsules. Atomic Defense Super Immune Boost, good for the whole body as well. Massive deal. These are two powerful bundles and over 50% off, and your support keeps us on the air. So I need your support for the current InfoWars and the future. These products absolutely blow people away. I asked Doc Chambers, famous Green Beret colonel, highly decorated. Hey, you know, you like methylene blue? He goes, I've been on it since 2004. I got blown up. Didn't want to tell the medics that I couldn't talk and was brain damaged. So I did research and found out methylene blue, and it brought back the Mylon sheaths on my brain cells, and I was smarter than ever. I'm like, well, great. I'm glad I asked you about that. I mean, you know, the guy's like 60-something years old, looks like he's 50 and can kick my ass. I mean, it's crazy. You know, he looks good on air, but even in person, it's like, damn, I'm not going to mess with this guy. He's like, methylene blue, brother. I'm like, well, why didn't I ask you before?
We've got to get to a point where we are self-sufficient again, Texas. And when it comes to health, also food, our food needs to be clean, number one. It just needs to be clean. And
Florida has pointed out, put that back on screen, all these major brands have got, like, you know, hundreds of times the glyphosate you should add.
Glyphosate.
Absolutely. Well, your doctor tells us what that does.
Oh, this is going to change your brain. This is going to set you up.
It erases your blood-brain barrier.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really an accelerant or an adjuvant. Absolutely. Everything in there. Explain that.
It destroys the blood-brain barrier. So that's a protective thing that happens between the cerebral spinal fluid and your fluids inside the brain and the things that attack it from the outside. Once that barrier is depleted, then it's subject to all kinds of heavy metals, things that get sprayed from the sky, right? Barium, aluminum, all these things that it protects you from. Why methylene blue works? It does. It counters that. It's.
Oh, let me ask you that. 45 minutes in, you feel it, Doc?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Be honest though, you got your own special brand. Is this good or what?
No, this is the same effect I'm getting, but it feels right. Yeah, it feels right. Yeah, it's a little easier to take. Yeah.
By easier, what do you mean? Compared
just
to
the way it feels, you know, just going down, drinking it. But
one tastes better, but it's as good as the one your doctor gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so your doctor must have a good one.
We'll see. We'll go down the road a little ways. I'll text you.
Guys, get him a couple bottles of this. I need Doc Chambers endorsing this.
I'm not getting it for free, but I'll definitely help.
No, you're getting it down. Come on. Free your blood. It's amazing.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at the AlexJonesStore.com.